Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Today we start a new subject. It's called Knowing What Belongs to Us. Knowing what belongs to us. Today is part one. And the Bible text is from Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Here it says, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Christians have been blessed with an inheritance in Christ. Everything that Jesus bought and paid for at Calvary belongs to Christians today. That includes all spiritual blessings in Christ. Many Christians don't know that all spiritual blessings are already theirs. Instead, by prayer, believing in God, they keep trying to get what already belongs to them. So they pray, bless me, Lord, bless me, Lord, bless me, Lord, yet we are already blessed. Christians who are not appropriating what is already theirs by death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ are missing out on their full inheritance in Christ. Not only that, but they keep praying for what already belongs to them. They are not walking in faith, because they are not believing and appropriating God's provision for them. The Bible says it is impossible to please God without faith. In His great grace and wisdom, our wonderful Heavenly Father has already given the church everything He knew we would need to make our life to make us richly endowed and for being strong in any battle and conquest against the enemy and be victorious in every circumstance. We know this because our Father, God, blessed the church with every spiritual blessing in heaven. By blessing us with all spiritual blessings, it was God's intent and purpose to enable us to be victorious over the enemy in every circumstance. Also, the church must realize that God has blessed us with all the spiritual blessings there are. There aren't any more. He has given every blessing. And all means all is all. What does it mean to be blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies? Every spiritual blessing includes everything that God did for the body of Christ in Jesus' redemptive work at the cross. Everything God did in Christ belongs to the church, the body of Christ. And everything that God did for us was intended to bless us and to enable us to carry out His plan on earth. Of course, one of the best ways to find out the spiritual blessings which belong to you is to read the New Testament and find scriptures which tell you that you are what you are in Christ and what you possess in Christ. Mark every scripture which tells you who you are and what you have in Christ. Then begin to confess it. This is one of the ways you begin to walk in the light of what you already possess in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. When you are born again, the Bible says that you become a new creature in Christ. The new creature Paul is referring to is the inward man. When I talk about man, I mean, of course, men and women. In order to see this more clearly, let us read what Paul wrote to the Corinthians, where Paul deals with the subject of the outward man and the inward man. In 2 Corinthians 4:16, therefore we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. Which man is born again? The outward man or the inward man? It is the inward man that is in Jesus Christ. Therefore, it is the inward man that is made a new creature in Christ. All things have passed away in the inward man. All things have become new in the inward man. That means the sin nature in our spirit has been done away with. It's gone. That man on the inside has become a new man in Christ and has a new creature, new nature, the nature of God. We have the nature of God in our inward man. As Christians, we always have the flesh to deal with. And we have to keep it under the dominion of our spirit, the man on the inside. Paul said, I keep my body under. You have to crucify the flesh. That means you keep the flesh under. God is not going to do it for you. Crucifying the flesh is painful. But you must present your body to God as a living sacrifice. What else belongs to us because of our redemption in Christ? Healing is also ours because we have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in Christ. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 53, verses 4 and 5. He has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. In your original Hebrew, you will find that the words griefs and sorrows were written differently. So it would say, surely he has borne our sicknesses and diseases, and carried our pains. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. So he carried our sicknesses, our diseases, and our pain. This verse is taken from the book of Isaiah and was written a few hundred years before Jesus was born. It gives us a preview of the coming Messiah. It is looking into the future, proclaiming Jesus' death, resurrection. And it is looking forward to the time when Christ would come and purchase salvation for us. And notice what Peter wrote when he was looking back at the cross. In the first letter of Peter, chapter 2, verse 24. himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. Isaiah was looking to the future when he prophesied about the coming Christ at Calvary. What was going to happen in the future? But Peter was not prophesying. He was looking back to Calvary and stating a fact about something that had already occurred. Peter wrote, "By whose stripes you were healed." Comparing to healing, in Matthew 8:17, Matthew was quoting from the book of Isaiah. He quoted what the prophet Isaiah had said, where he says, "Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses." So God laid our diseases and the cause of sickness and disease on Jesus, by whose stripes you were healed. Notice the time. It's past tense. Our legal ground is healing is mine. You see, healing has already been bought and paid for. Healing belongs to you now. Many times we think we believe what the scripture says. But unfortunately, many times we don't really believe the word of God at all. If we did, we would act differently. Often we are only mentally assenting to the word, but there is a vast difference. Healing became an accomplished fact at the cross of Calvary. Because the scripture says, "By whose stripes you were healed." If we were healed, then I was healed. And if I was healed, then I'm healed now. That's present tense. We just need to believe that, accept it, and walk in the light of it. Healing is part of the all spiritual blessings we have already been blessed with in Christ. When you believe that healing is a present tense reality, almost instantly you are healed. Of course, when we're just baby Christians, you don't know any better, God will meet us where we are. The same thing is true spiritually. When we were first born again, we were just in babyhood stage of development. God met us on that level because we didn't know any better. But if we as believers re-understand our covenant, the all spiritual blessings that have already been provided for us at the cross, we would realize that the believer doesn't really need to ask God to heal him, because surely he has borne our sicknesses and diseases and carried our pains. Therefore, we just need to know that healing belongs to us. And you have to accept and receive what has already been purchased for you through Jesus Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. Do you really believe the word of God? If you do, then you really don't need to pray for something that already belongs to you. Why should you if it's already yours? If God said in His Word that all spiritual blessings are yours in Christ, then you must learn to walk in the light of what belongs to you. We have many opportunities to appropriate all spiritual blessings in our lives. When something happens in your health or your life, whatever it may be, and the Bible says that all spiritual blessings belong to us, then start laughing at the devil. He tries to tell you it will not work. Laugh at him, though you don't feel like laughing. The Word of God tells that healing belongs to me. You can say, I am healed by Jesus' stripes, and the devil is a liar. We appropriate what belongs to us in faith. The devil may tell you, you're not going to be healed. Or whatever your situation is, it will not change. It will not work for you. This is doubt and unbelief. It's not God telling you because it wasn't in line with the Bible. Therefore, start laughing. Tell the devil, I'm laughing at you because you said, I'm not going to be healed. Or your situation will not change. Of course, I'm not going to get healed. I'm not going to get healed. I don't expect to be healed. Do you know why? Because I'm healed. The Word of God says, by His stripes you were healed. That is past tense. So I am healed now. If we were healed, then I am healed. And therefore, I am healed now. You are not trying to get healed or going to solve that problem in your life. Jesus already got my healing. He bought and paid for my healing at the cross. Healing already belongs to me. That situation in your life is already solved at the cross. You see, there's no use for us to try to get your healing. All you have to do is to believe God's word and appropriate the healing that Jesus already obtained for you at the cross. All you have to do is to receive what already belongs to you. And that includes healing. Or whatever problem your life is. Learn to appropriate all spiritual blessings you've already been blessed with. Learn to receive the fullness of your inheritance in Christ in life. In this life. Then when you have done this, you tell the devil, get out of here. You experience how all doubt and unbelief will leave together with the devil. Appropriate God's promises for yourself. When you take God and His word and act as if healing were so, you will be made well and strong. If you learn to appropriate what already belongs to you in Christ, your life will change. Your health will increase. Your life situation will improve. Whatever problem you're going through, God's plan of redemption, which includes healing, is really so simple. God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. Every blessing includes everything. It includes healing, solving family problems, financial problems, or whatever it is. God is not a far-off God who is not interested in us. He has blessed us and wants us to receive it by faith. Practice this during these coming weeks. Receive the blessings and appropriate them in every situation. And know God is always with us and in us.
Mm-hmm.
And greater is He that is in us, mm-hmm, than He that is in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.